Welcome to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast with Elaine the Brain Terso. I believe that every problem has a solution. So the episodes you will hear will be live strategy calls with real entrepreneurs who are feeling stuck. We will spend a few minutes bitching about the struggle and then move forward with finding solutions. You will hear topics about launching offers, mindset, marketing, strategy, and so much more. Remember, we are both the problem and the solution. Now, let's get out of our own damn way and get shit done. If you are an entrepreneur and would like to receive a live strategy call, please visit bitchinbrainstorm.com and fill out an application. We would love to have you as our next guest. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast. We're welcoming back an old friend. Jenna was part of our Elevate Your Online Presence Summit, and she is also part of the Elevate Your Customer Experience Summit. So welcome back, Jenna. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Yay. So those that don't know you, give us a little brief history of who is Jenna and what does she do?
Yeah, for sure. I'm your girl. If you have a service-based business and you want to use social media to attract a bunch of clients, I have a social media management agency where we run social media for our clients, but I also teach service providers how to do it themselves without, you know, Instagram and social media taking all damn day.
Girl, taking all damn day, right? I get that. It feels very overwhelming, I know, for people that are like trying to wear all the hats in their business. They're trying to do all the things. They're trying to attract more clients, but then take care of the ones that they already have. Like, it can be really overwhelming.
Yeah. I mean, we teach our program members how to manage their accounts in 15 minutes a day. Turn off your notifications. Stop checking in on it. If anyone DMs you, you can get back to it tomorrow. And then it's about like, once you can create those boundaries, it's about creating content faster, which like equals letting go of a lot of perfectionism and having like a roadmap and a game plan and knowing what to post when, so that it becomes more of a machine and less of this like thing that your heart's attached to that is taking not just actual time, but stress time. You know, when a task, like you, it doesn't actually take that long to get done. There's just so many feelings and so much stress associated to it. It feels like it's taking forever. So we want to get rid of that too.
Get rid of all of it. I'm here for that. I'm 100% here for that. So can you talk a little bit about customer experience when it comes to social media marketing and maybe about your customer experience? Like, what do people get when they work with you specifically?
Yeah. So I think it's really cool how your social media content, can lead people to be happier customers. Because especially when working with service providers, you can give them information and start teaching them before they even start working with you. Mm-hmm. So for instance, my social media gives people so much information about how to run their accounts, say, or what it's like to work with me, that by the time they then read the sales page, apply to work with me and get on a sales call, I don't feel like I need to sell. They don't feel like they're being sold to, because all that information was just laid out in front of them. And then you have so much less tension. Like, yeah, saying your rates to someone, mm-hmm, no one enjoys that. You don't, mm-hmm, enjoy saying that. No one enjoys hearing it. So, mm-hmm, by like, mm-hmm, putting this information out there in your marketing initially, you can have a better like connection to a person when you're starting up your like experience with them.
Yeah. One of the things that I love that we've talked about before is giving too much away, right? This fear of, if I give away everything, if I tell them all the things, then they won't want to hire me. And I think you have a really great philosophy on that. And I would love if you would be so kind to share that with us.
Well, let me tell you a story. At risk of sounding braggy, here's something that just happened to me this week. I just got invited to go down to Texas to speak at this big conference. And the person who invited me said, one of your followers sits on our board. And she said she has gotten so much out of following you, and your tips have helped her build her business. Now, this isn't a client. She's not even my ideal client. She's someone that just watches my content and learned from it and used it and is building her own business. And I didn't get paid for that. But now I get to fly to Texas. And now I get like this other massive opportunity. Plus, it feels good. Yeah. So there's always going to be, you know how they say, like, there's always going to be someone who says your prices are too high. And there's always going to be someone who says they're too low. There's always going to be a thought in your head or someone who thinks you're giving too much away or not enough away. Mm-hmm. So I think give, give, give. Mm-hmm. And the chance that someone goes through, like, furthermore, the chance that someone goes through your entire presence and uses that instead of like buying your course or working with you is mm-hmm. so slim, and it's not going to hold a candle to what it's like to actually work with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's so very cool, right? That it doesn't have to be this, like, you can only receive this information if you pay me. Like, I feel like their work, they choose you because you give them that personal attention, but you can still give out basic information that somebody could literally just go learn on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
They could go seek it out on YouTube for free. But people are paying for your personal attention, your personal recommendations, your like customized strategy. And so that's what people are paying for. The information is already out there.
Exactly. Anyone could learn anything mm-hmm. anywhere, right? I didn't invent marketing, right?
Right.
I maybe read more books than their average person or listen to them on Audible. But a friend of mine, if you want to take a more woo approach to it, this also can help with your mindset if you're being copied, which I think happens to all of us. As soon as we get exposure, we get copied. It's actually rite of passage. I think it's actually a good thing. It means you're saying something worth repeating. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I have a friend who is a sort of a mindset coach, Alicia Wood, and she had said to me, if you believe that you are a vessel for this information, you didn't create the information. The information is just coming through you, then it's sort of like your gift to give it back out to the world. And sometimes that's for free to attract people. And sometimes that's paid once you're already working with someone. But like, I didn't invent marketing. I didn't invent copywriting. I didn't invent how our brains work. So who am I to like hoard that information when sharing it has helped me build this big, massive business?
Yeah. Yeah. One of the other things that I really love is, you know, talking about how people can nurture their leads before they become a customer. Do you have any special tips or tricks or treats or anything you'd like to share about how we can do that, how we can better prepare people to become our clients?
Right. So in our content, I mean, for sales content, you're always reversing objections. And that's sort of like an aggressive way to put it sometimes. But like, take that thing that's keeping someone from working with you or making them scared to take the leap, right? Like, I'm working with a boudoir photographer right now. And a lot of our content is like trying to build people up self-esteem wise and confidence wise, partly because of her like mission and mentality, but partly because you have to have a certain level of confidence before you're going to hop in front of a camera and take your clothes off. So the content in that way warms people up, gets them to know more about her personality, and makes them more comfortable booking with her.
Yep.
Another example is I have this permanent bracelet, this little gold chain that's around my wrist that's permanent. I don't know if you know about this craze of permanent jewelry. I freaking love it. So it's basically like welded on.
Oh, wow. I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Okay. And I saw the woman who I got it from, I saw her on Instagram today talking about how to care for your jewelry once you have it. So if I had this jewelry and it left a black mark on me, because apparently like salt water can like oxidize gold and it can leave a mark on you, something like that I read in her post, I wouldn't be a return customer because I'd be like, I have this black mark. But because she addressed it in her content and told me how to fix it, a little bit of dish soap, I'm now, maybe I'll go back, I'll get a second bracelet, I'll get a third, I'll send a friend, because I feel safe with her. She's addressing the problem, making me feel better about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's so important. By the way, retired boudoir photographer over here. So if you ever need any tips, it's a thing. It is a very, very, very hard thing to market specifically boudoir photography, not only because you have limitations on the photos that you can post and be safe with, but confidence is a huge, hard thing to market. It's so difficult.
Yeah, we do a lot of storytelling and like inspiration and telling like the photographer herself her journey. And anytime anyone wants to share one of their stories with us that we're allowed to share, like this is actually the second boudoir photographer I've worked with. So sometimes I open my computer and it's just all butts.
Right? I know. Like, hello, booties. Oh my gosh. Well, I am so excited to continue this conversation. I'm so excited to have you back as a panelist again, because you always just provide so much amazing value for our registration, our people that have registered. Gosh, if I could speak today, that would be really, really great. So super excited to have you back. So thank you again for being willing to come back and play with us.
Of course. I'm happy to be here. And if anyone wants to reach out to continue the conversation, I'm at Jenna's page on Instagram. That's JennasPaige. It's my middle name.
Yay. Yes, yes, yes. So yeah, Jenna and I met on TikTok is how I originally found her and reached out to her. And she was like, hell yeah, I'll do it. I'm like, hey. Super exciting. So, because I love your content. I think you do an amazing job. And always sharing the nuggets and the bombs that we all need in order to get out of our own damn way. That's really what it's all about, right?
The nuggets and the bombs. I love
the nuggets and the bombs. The truth bombs, the nuggets, the tips, the tricks, all the things. Yes. All right. We'll see you guys later. Have a great day. Are you a six-figure business owner feeling overwhelmed and stretched thin by wearing multiple hats in your business? Look no further. I got your back. I'm here to help you streamline your business and elevate your customer experience. I want to help you unlock the hidden gems in your business with my Done With You and Done For You CRM building services. I want to help you discover the power of streamlining your systems, processes, and workflows for accelerating your business growth built all around the customer experience. Connect with me today at ElaineTurso.com.